Welcome to the Investor Coaching Show, a podcast to help you get an insider's view of the financial world and escape common investment traps. We look at the financial news of the day and help you make sense of it so you can relax about money. And here's your host, Paul Winkler.
All right, we're back here on the Investor Coaching Show. I am Paul Winkler. It is Dr. John Kennedy from over in Tribeca. He's in the psychology department, but he's got that financial background as well. He's one of those guys, left hand, right brain, you know,
that's
type
true.
Of thing going on.
A little bit of both.
We can't
not
quite
a lot
figure.
Either.
He's an enigma, as he said earlier. You know, that's who he is. But great guy. We have developed a relationship over the past, I guess, it's a year now, and it's been a blast getting to know you. So we were just talking about, you know, we are as humans always trying to influence each other for the better, for the most part. You know, we try to help each other, and so often we have family members, people that we love, that we want to help them. And so often what we do as parents or what we do as friends is try to just educate. Here's what happens if you do that. It's like, you know, you had heart surgery and you have stents or bypasses and you just got to eat better. And here's why you got to eat better. And that maybe lasts for about a week. And then all of a sudden we start to change our behavior again. And we go back to the same stupid stuff we were doing before. That doesn't work. Just educating doesn't work to help change behavior. What does?
Well, I think one of the keys, I hope this doesn't sound arrogant or simplistic, but one of the keys is if I want to change my behavior, I have to grab a hold of this perspective and I have to see the future, for example, myself and other people in clear, true fashion.
Okay.
If that's out of whack, it's going to get compensated for somewhere with thinking or acting out or feeling. I have to control my feelings, which means I just have to sit with it. See, feelings, I can't just go, I'm going to feel differently about this. Feeling, pun intended here, feelings are created when we have an observation or an experience of a phenomena. Top layer of an Oreo cookie. Bottom layer of an Oreo cookie, the same, is the thought about it. And in the middle, the feeling is a feeling that is a result of those two pieces pushing those together. So if I'm in a movie theater, and
so the top layer of the top Oreo cookie is what now?
That's the experience. It's what I'm seeing or experiencing, observing. It could be what I'm thinking about. I'm trying to think of those. And the bottom layer is my perspective of that, what I think. If I look at a roller coaster and I'm looking at it, I go, oh, I'm going to die. It's going to break down. It's going to fall, and I'm going to die.
Okay.
My heart will race. I'll have an emotion of fear. But if I look at that same roller coaster or someone next to me says, let me look at that. Oh, that looks great. That looks awesome. That's going to be the most exciting thing. We're going to have the same heart rate, same respiration rate, same physical reaction, but it's going to be perceived differently in the brain because of the perspective. So you can't say, how does that make you feel? No. How do you feel when you experience this? We have to get control that we are responsible for our feelings. If you want to feel something different, look at it a different way.
It's like, you know, I've heard before, like fear is just the other side of the coin of excitement. It's the way I've heard it said before. So it's they're two sides of the same coin in a way.
Yes. Yes.
And so how do we change perspective?
Okay. So this gets tricky. Because now we're going to bring back your MFT training here for just a second. So you remember first order change. It's a change within the system.
Right.
So these balloons, getting them all back to where they're normal.
Second order change is you know, you kind of have the surface level change. You haven't really changed.
That's first order change.
Your heart. Okay, first order change. That's right. First
order
change
back to normal.
Is the surface level.
Yeah. The balloons get back.
Yeah, we kind of are acting right, but we really haven't changed our heart.
We get back to homeostasis. It's like status quo. Second order change, you can't make that happen, but you can create an environment where you invite it to happen. But second order change is a change of the system. You've seen Happy Gilmore. He's a terrible hockey player in the movies, Happy Gilmore, right? And Chubbs comes along and puts a golf club in his hand, changes the rules of the game, changes the game. Now he's great. He's still the same person, same skill set, but they put him in a new context with new information. and he's a success. Mm-hmm. That's second order change.
Okay.
That only comes about when new information is introduced into the system from the outside.
And the new information, so information can change.
It can be an impetus to change. It won't be what changes it, because you're fighting. You're trying to get an investor to think about their future. I'm 25 years old. Oh, I got plenty of time to do this. You know, I've got to get my house first. I've got my new car I got to buy. I'll think about it when I'm 40.
Okay, so here's where my brain's going right now. I'm thinking you're talking about information. We've talked about information doesn't change things necessarily. But, you know, if I'm trying to help somebody by changing their behavior, if I just tell them that, you know, that it's whatever they're doing is destructive, it won't work. But I think about people using metaphors to get people to change mm-hmm. something you already understand. So now the impetus to change, or the thing that motivates me to change, is something I already understand. And I can relate it to the new subject matter.
Yeah, it's a new way of seeing things. It's a change of the gamer system. So let me give you an example.
Okay.
As a CPA, people think that we are experts at everything. I'm sure some CPAs are. I was not.
Sure.
I had a gentleman maybe in his 55, comes to me, referred, and he wants some retirement advice. He's got mm-hmm. $1 million. I'm looking up some numbers mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. $1 million. Where do I put this in? Because I want to retire. Mm-hmm. And so I already know I need to give you a business card for a friend of mine, because mm-hmm. that I'm the worst mm-hmm. person.
Yeah, because I don't ask just, me because don't ask you me. Think I know everything.
If I say buy this, it's
not
buy
my,
the opposite.
It's not my wheelhouse. Yeah.
So he explains what he wants, what he has. He's got a house he's building, got a little bit mortgage on it. But I said, here, let me give you somebody else. He goes, well, what would you do with it? And I remember, this is why I became a counselor. One of the reasons, before 9/11 happened, okay?
Right.
I was sitting there and I was just tired enough to give him the truth. And I said, you know, he goes, what would you do with it? I said, okay. There's a church in the town I live in that is next to a housing project. They own a bunch of land there. And I said, I would take that $1 million and I would go and purchase that. Well, I'd partner with this church. And I would build this civic center for the kids in this project. And I'd have hot meals and tutoring and all this stuff. And he just looked at me and goes, well, that's why I didn't come to you. He goes, I said, yeah, that's why I don't have any money. And I just kind of blew it off, right? Well, maybe 5 years later, I'm out.
What you should do and what I would do would be two different things.
Totally different, right? So you're looking at two different perspectives of money. I don't have $1 million, so I don't have to worry about it, maybe. Uh-huh. Well, I end up going out to do a little network job, install uh-huh. job. I did technology consulting, and this person is there uh-huh. at this job site. I'm like, oh, it's good to see you. And I don't remember any of this conversation, of course, but we're walking through a little muddy way up to the building, and he says, I've thought about you 1 million times.
Uh-huh.
Really? He goes, Yeah, you told me that advice. It's all right, what? I didn't give you any advice. I didn't, right?
Right, that's right. You didn't.
But 9/11 happened, and his portfolio was such that when those planes hit those buildings, he lost about 3/4 of it.
Ugh.
Just like that.
Yeah. And I could tell you what he was in based on that.
You probably could. So he had to go get a job,
yeah.
had to get a mortgage on the house. He said, I wish, because one of the questions I asked him, what would you do with it if you knew you were going to lose it in 6 months?
Uh-huh.
There was nothing you could do. He goes, well, I'm not going to lose it. But see, money never stays with you. You always have the risk
right.
of losing. You will lose it. You'll lose it when you die. It will go through your hands. It's just, do you want to decide, I want to tell it how to do that so it's mm-hmm. the best benefit for others?
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. Or do I just want to try to hang on to it? But you can't hang on to it.
Right.
It can't be swapped for life. So.
Well, let's take a quick break and come back right after this. I want to get into a little bit more about change. How do we create it? Paul Winkler, along with Dr. John Kennedy. Be back right after this. Thanks for tuning in to the Investor Coaching Podcast. Now, you may be one of these people that's been listening and realizing, wow, investing, there's a lot more to it than meets the eye, and financial planning, tax laws constantly changing, and recognizing that maybe you might need some help in this area, but you don't want just anybody to help you out. So we have 10 offices in the Middle Tennessee area, and everything we do is fee only. We align our interests with your interests. So you can get an initial 15-minute phone call with any one of our offices just by going to paulwinkler.com/call. That's it. Everyone in the office is run by somebody with 20 plus years experience. They're all degree planners. They all have academic backgrounds in investing, and you can get the help that you need. So if you want to set up a complimentary phone consultation, just go to paulwinkler.com/call. And we look forward to seeing you soon. All right, we are back here on the Investor Coaching Show. I am Paul Winkler. He is Dr. John Kennedy from over at Trevecca University. And we've been talking. If you missed it, you're going to have to go back to the podcast on my website, paulwinkler.com. That's where you can go to pick up the podcast, paulwinkler.com. Check out the whole interview. But here we're just getting into the three things. Let's just get into like three things that would help people create change, because we're all always trying to help each other, whether it be our kids or family or whoever. But what are three things that you'd say?
All right, three quick, easy things to think of, maybe hard to put in practice, right? Mm-hmm. I want to control my behavior when it comes to investing or spending or handling money. Mm-hmm. I want to take care of feelings, thinking, and perspective. Mm-hmm. So first thing I want to manage is feelings. I want to go, okay, when I feel scared because of news I hear, I want to reassure myself. I want to seek reassurance from my feelings mm-hmm. from a trusted person. Mm-hmm. Someone I know who knows me, that I can know they have my interest in heart. They're not trying to sell me a bunch of products or make me feel good when I shouldn't feel good.
Yeah.
They're helping me hold a space for my feelings yeah. and validate
somebody
those.
Somebody that's going to be real with me.
Yes. So that takes care of the feeling balloon. And then I'm going to also yeah. want to, next, most importantly, grab a hold of that perspective. I want to see, how do I see the market, my future?
Well, before you run out, because I want to hit this really, really sure. quick, because you know, you have the nine dots. You know, how do you get outside the box, right? You know, that the thing that they use. And I often tell people it's really hard to get outside the box if you are the box. So it often takes somebody outside of you to help you.
That's second order change. That's exactly why it has to happen, that
yeah,
nine dot
yeah,
problem.
For
we
sure.
did that in class, right? So we have to have some sort of balance between me and my investor coach.
Yeah.
I got to have someone who helps me feel empowered.
Uh-huh.
Not that they're way above me and they're too smart for me.
Right.
I want to feel equal in relationship with them.
Totally. Oh my goodness. You're talking my language.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
gotta
if
be a
I do that,
in the process.
And then I can manage, how do I view the future?
Yeah.
How do I view what money means to me?
Right.
And does my investor coach match that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have feelings and
okay.
Behavior.
So yeah.
Now I'll change my thinking. And if I've got those three things set, my behaviors ought to be much easier to carry out, more consistent.
We just didn't have enough time. We've got to do this again.
We'll
this
do it
was
again.
This was so much fun. Yeah, Dr. John Kennedy from Trevecca University, phenomenal teacher, and he's going to be coming out with a book. So I promise you all, well, probably even before that, we're going to talk again. Thanks so much for coming on.
Great being here with you.
Hey, this is Paul Winkler. Hope you enjoyed today's edition of the Investor Coaching Show. If you want to learn more about what we do, go to our website, paulwinkler.com. Until next time, I'm Paul Winkler, reminding you that I believe that more educated investors are more confident investors, and confident investors are more successful investors. Have a great one. Advisory services offered through Paul Winkler, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what investments are appropriate for you, please consult with a financial advisor. Paul Winkler, Inc. does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your particular situation.